Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family. And to the standing between the living and the dead, prayer, devotional, memorial, evangelistic service family members. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible on Thanksgiving morning, episode number 363, where I simply read the Holy Bible in the King James Version each day in chronological order. As you can tell, we've been doing this for right at a year. We started this last year on the day after Thanksgiving. This unique viewpoint allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. And today, my dear friends, we are reading 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 18. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy, and your long suffering, and your loving kindness towards such wretched people as we are. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word, and for all of the millions and manifold blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. And Lord God in heaven, I praise you and I thank you on this Thanksgiving morning for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical, blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. Holy Father God, Lord, we individually and hopefully individually and collectively, we confess our sins and our failures and faults unto you. We acknowledge our sin before you. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of all of our sins. As we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those, Lord, who have sinned against us. Wash and cleanse our hearts and minds, soul, spirits, and consciences afresh and anew in the precious blood of Christ. Lord, I thank you for your virgin birth, your sinless life, your choosing to suffer, bleed and die on the cross for our sins, your burial and your resurrection as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. I thank you, Lord, for John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord, I thank you for doing that for me, and I thank you for doing that for us. And we can only pray in your holy name, Lord Jesus. We can only have this salvation through you. And so, Holy Father God, I pray that you would crush and crucify our flesh and the old man within us, who name the name of Christ, and fill us, Lord, afresh and anew with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty, Lord, of your Holy Spirit. Put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And Holy Father God, I pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would indeed cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias. Lord, out of the hearts and minds and lives of the people here who have that problem, the people out there who have that problem, cast out the demonic sins that come from these spirits, such as betrayal, sabotage, hindrance, distraction, pride, stubbornness, rebelliousness, witchcraft, bad attitudes, bad spirits, grieving and quenching your Holy Spirit, treachery. And Lord, I do pray that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll break the band of wickedness in the hearts and minds and lives of people here and out there, and save those who are lost, revive those who are saved, fill those of us who are saved with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Grant us, Lord, your energy and your strength to read your holy word, to pray, to preach your holy gospel. And Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that, Lord, you would rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts. Lord, from this ministry and work and all other ministries that stand for you and all other Christian families that stand for you. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us, Lord, your grace, your strength, and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you will help all of us to humble ourselves and to pray and to seek your face and to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick. And for the comfort of the grieving around the world, in our country, in our community, in our churches, in our families, and in our personal lives. Holy Father God, I thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. And Holy Father God, I do pray that you would hear and answer our prayers this morning and throughout this day. And Holy Father God, I do pray, Lord, that you will deliver us today from all spiritual, mental, physical, emotional, family, financial, student loan debt, student progress problems. Deliver millions from a housing crisis, food crisis, medical crisis, and utilities crisis. And Lord, even on this beautiful Thanksgiving morning, which I thank you so much for allowing me to see again, Lord, to preach your holy gospel again, to preach your holy word again. And Lord, I do pray that you will grant me your energy, strength, unction, anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to preach, Lord, today, and to teach your holy word, and to read your holy word, and to pray, and to do your will. And Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, also that you will deliver us from all tribulations, troubles, trials, temptations, tests, and tensions today. Deliver us, Lord, from all afflictions and all distresses, cares, and worries, and anxieties. Fill us with your peace that passes all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, put a guard in our hearts, our minds, our tongues, our attitudes, and our temperaments, that we would not sin against you. And Lord, fill us with your joy and your peace throughout this day, and we pray this not only for our family here and the ministry here, but for families that name the name of Christ all around the globe. And Holy Father God, we also pray that you bless and protect, Lord, our family from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, even people in the church, even people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the man of your holy angels and a wall of your holy fire. And cover us and cleanse us through the precious blood of Christ and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil today. Save those, Lord, who are lost. Revive those who are saved. Glorify your holy name, lift up your holy son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And once again, Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to see another beautiful Thanksgiving morning. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake, Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God, the Holy Bible. At 2 Samuel chapter 15, verses 1 through 18. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared him chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate. And it was so that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him and said, Of what city art thou? And he said, Thy servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, See, thy matters are good and right, but there is no man deputed of the king to hear thee. Absalom said, Moreover, oh, that I were made judge in the land, that every man which hath any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so that when any man came nigh to him to do him obeisance, he put forth his hand and took him and kissed him. And on this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years that Absalom said unto the king, I pray thee, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord in Hebron. For thy servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Syria. Saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as ye hear the sound of the trumpet, then ye shall say, Absalom reigneth in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem that were called, and they went in their simplicity, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, "The hearts of the men of Israel are after Absalom." And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, "Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly and bring evil upon us and smite the city with the edge of the sword." And the king's servant said unto the king, "Behold, thy servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall appoint." And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women which were concubines to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in a place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Sherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Gittites, 600 men which came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your holy word. Help us to learn and to understand the principles thereof, Lord, so that we can do your will in this life without hindrance. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, when I was a teenager, I wanted to get wisdom and knowledge. So I set out to read the Big Family Bible that was kept in the living room and that many families had in those days. We don't see them much today, but these are huge Bibles. But I couldn't get past Genesis chapter 2 before I got bored with reading the Bible. I just could not understand it. I found out later in life that you have to believe on Christ and get saved before you can understand the Holy Word of God, the Bible. So here is how I became a Christian, and here is how you can too. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, the God who created the heaven and the earth. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty, there is a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." We die because of our sin. Our bodies go to a grave. Our soul goes to hell because of our sin if we don't trust in Christ Jesus as our Savior. And that leads me to my third point. Thirdly, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 18:8, Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 8, in the Holy Word of God, "Wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire." Also, the Holy Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, hell in the lake of fire, dear friends, is bad news. But I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul and to change your life, so that you can understand the Bible better and learn it and do it and be blessed by it. And Jesus will save you today. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. So, dear friend, if you are willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart, believing in your heart that he is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world and that he died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Repeat after me the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. I am sorry for my sins, and today I choose to turn from my sins. With your help, for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose on the third day. I trust Jesus Christ as my Savior, and by your grace, I will follow him as Lord from this day forward. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life today. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you believed in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. We have some free material that we want to send you. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good, is my prayer.